Today is November 9th, 2010. We're here today with Thomas Westbrook. Okay, to start off, can you just tell me a little bit about your childhood and life before coming to Drake?
Just back a ways. I grew up in New York, spent my summers on the Jersey Shore. And at that time, high school wasn't overly motivated towards schooling, but was very motivated toward like outdoor stuff. So I was an Eagle Scout and attended a college that was the furthest away from home in the mountains in Tennessee, a place called Tusculum College. It was founded in 1794, 34th oldest school in the nation. Small school, kind of like a Simpson or a Central type of thing. Majored in mathematics and wanted to teach, but was very, very active on campus. Was the vice president of our student senate, so campus activities board, and did upward bound and outward bound type of stuff. Was in the choir, did just everything, you know. And then the dean of students one day sat me down and said, why don't you kind of become a dean of students, which was the first time I ever thought you could get paid for having fun with students. So on August 8th of the year I graduated, I was got my first teaching offer and accepted to grad school. So ended up going to grad school at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, focusing on higher ed and student personnel administration. Met my wife, and so we were both looking for positions all over the U.S. We both got offered individual positions, but Simpson College, just south of here, offered each of us a job. Plus, one of them was in a residence hall. Since we didn't have any money at all, we had a broken down Volkswagen with nothing, you know. We decided to go to Simpson College. We lived in a residence hall for 3 years, put away some money, and then after 3 years, I was asked to start what was called a continuing ed program, evening, summer school, weekend college for adults and that type of thing, which I did, and which I enjoyed very, very much, and developed that program and grew that program, still alive today, very proud of that. We worked, it wasn't just me, lots and lots and lots of people. And I can't remember the year, but I applied for a job up at Drake for an assistant dean of the College of Continuing Education. And I got, it was between myself and another woman, and the woman got the job. Yeah, bummed. So yeah, so I called and I said, you know, how come, you know, I think I'm so great, or I'm perfect for this job anyway. And he said, you know, you don't have a doctorate, and she did, so you know, that was kind of one of the requirements, but so you ought to get a doctorate. So the next day I enrolled at University of Iowa. They had a weekend doc program in higher ed and adult learning at that time. My focus was in adult learning. And then after 5 years and continuing to work at Simpson, developing that program, opening up centers all over the place, John Adams said, it's time for you to get up here at Drake. I said, I tried that once, that's not going to work, you know, and he said, no, come on. And so he started introducing me around and started teaching adjunct weekend in grad school. Since we didn't have a grad program at Simpson, that was okay. And so then I got an offer to join the School of Education as the assistant dean and on the faculty, which I did. And then a year later, the provost asked me to work with him as assistant provost. And as soon as I got over there and started working for him, he left for a presidency. And then the interim provost ended up getting a presidency. And then a new provost came, and I had had enough. So I went back to the School of Ed, and there's that thing called tenure. So they said, why don't you go back, get your tenure, and work on that, which I did. And I've always done some administrative stuff somewhere along the line. I kind of like it, but I really, really started liking and had a strong, strong passion for the teaching and the research and the service. So I got tenure, you know, after the probationary period. Oh, in the meantime, I don't know if you want to know this or not, ended up having two kids, you know, my daughter Emily, who's now the events coordinator for the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, she loves that, and my son Adam, who's over at Iowa. And Yo and I, my wife Ivanka, just keeping on, you know. So I got tenure, and then because of the type of courses I was offering, I started getting invitations out to work with different businesses, you know, in consulting, which a lot of faculty like and love to do, you know, just an adjunct of what you do. I started doing that, and that developed and grew and continues to be a vital part of who I am and what I do. But I think because of some of that, I leaned more toward working with leadership teams and companies. And I have felt for years that what Drake lacked was really an academic leadership program. I had been very active with the Don Adams Leadership Academy for a number of years. I usually kick that off each fall, start that. And I just, with Don Adams and some other people, we started having some conversations about it. We put together a faculty committee, and if you can guess, it takes forever. About a year and a half later, we finally got one approved. So I guess a little bit about me. I don't know if there's other things you want to... Yeah, maybe too long-winded.
Nope, go for it. I can just ask, what were some of your previous jobs before even starting it? Administration.
Okay. My first job was as Director of Student Activities in the Student Center at Simpson College. And I also taught a math class every semester because Simpson really attracted me because they said I could also do a little teaching, you know, math teaching. So I thought that was freshman level, nothing too out of the ordinary, which I really liked. So at Simpson, you could be a little bit of everything. You know, you really have to be very much a generalist because there's just not a lot of people, and so you end up doing a lot of stuff, but which is really good for me because you could create. So at that time, Simpson College had one major activity. They put all their student activities money into one major concert, bringing in the biggest and best band they could find. You know, that was it.
Yeah.
You know? And so the dean of students at the time when they hired me, the mandate was, you know, there's got to be other things we can do just beside one concert. So I challenged the student group to think, you know, how we could do that. And I actually remember bringing them up to Drake and meeting with their campus activities board. And so here's like five of us or so, you know, sitting, I don't know, it was probably at Olmsted, with all of the people on the activity, and each one talking about what they did and the array and of activities. Of course, we couldn't touch the budget, but we came back thinking, you know, there's more to life than just, you know, a concert.
Yeah.
And luckily for us, a promoter came on and put on a huge concert, which we didn't have to then pay for. So that was kind of the start and of kind of my student engagement and involvement area. And my wife was the residence hall director, and she was also in the counseling center and did all sorts of orientations, all sorts of other stuff. You just do a lot of different things when you're in a small school. It's a wonderful experience for a young person. But then moved into the continuing ed program at Simpson and did that for, I don't know, about 7 or 8 years, and started that and developed it, and we opened up West Des Moines Center and Knoxville Center and other centers, and grew that to be a pretty vital program for the college. But I always had my eye on Drake, you know? I was like, Drake's a cool place, okay. Always thought it was kind of would be the right size for me, you know? Because you could still be a generalist, but you could be a little bit more focused on some other things. So when I got the offer to come up and be the assistant dean of students in the School of Ed, still doing outreach and continuing ed, but also starting in on the teaching. So, and then of course that stint with the provost office, and then back in the School of Ed, and now doing that. And I coordinate our graduate degree program in adult learning and organizational performance. It's a program that people like in training, development, leadership, performance management, HR, those areas that are both concerned with learning as the input, performance as the output. So have done that for years, and that's a pretty good program for the School of Ed. You know, our mission in the School of Ed is kind of womb to tomb, so anything from early childhood to adult learning.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, I do the adult learning aspect of it. And then now doing this, so plus the outreach stuff of my own, so it keeps you busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had said that you had gone to school in North Carolina or
Tennessee. Yep.
A different area. So where are you from then that brought you even here to Drayton?
Oh, all right. So from Tennessee to Southern Illinois University of Carbondale, where I met my wife. She's from Chicago. And she was also in the same program,
okay.
Higher Ed Student Personnel. You know Melissa Stern Smith?
I don't.
Okay, all right. It would be like their program. Or so anyway, we went down to a major conference in Atlanta, and a part of this conference there was job opportunities, and we met people in the student personnel area, deans of students, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's where we met the dean of students at Simpson. And actually, my wife met him first, and he liked her a lot, you know. And she said, "Well, I got this guy that we're going to get married. You want to meet him?" And he said, "Well, all right." So she really kind of got the jobs for us. It was and that was cool. But he had three positions open, and so he kind of, in a sense, took a bit of a risk because it's a small school, you know. And then ended up hiring both of us for down there at Simpson. So, New York, Tennessee, Southern Illinois, Iowa, and be honest with you, Kara, be honest, we thought we'd be in Iowa 2 years, you know. We came out here, you know, it was like, because I was from New York, that's a pretty big place. Yo, Ivanka's from Chicago, so now we're in Indianola, Iowa, you know, it's like, nah, no way, this isn't gonna last. That was way long ago, long time ago. So, but it just, you know, Iowa was a pretty good place, you know. It worked out pretty well for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any certain people that influenced you greatly? Like, how did they impact your decisions later on?
Yeah, I think. Well, the first person that I guess really impacted both my wife and I was the dean of students who hired us. He was just a very, in a sense, unique individual, but a very humanist. You know, absolutely believed in the power of the individual to overcome, to learn, to change, to evolve, to grow. And I think he had, you know, in terms of how he worked, you know,
mm-hmm.
what he did, how he did it. I used to study that guy, you know, and whenever I could. And he was always, his door was always open. Students loved him, you know, and learned from him. There was a president at Simpson College who really gave me a lot of opportunity. He was the one that when I was, do you want to hear kind of a side story?
Yes.
All right. So the dean